All right. Welcome to Shabbat Lounge. This is Matt.
And Jake.
And we want to thank you for stopping by and taking a minute to listen. And as always, we ask you to comment, to like, to rate our podcast channel, and share this with someone that you think might find it interesting. I do appreciate those of you that have rated the channel. We have 5 stars in iTunes. Thank you very much for that. And so Jake, we're going to start something new. And Jake, can we be honest?
I wish we could, Matt. I really do.
So you wrote this, and what do you mean by can we be honest?
Well, basically, I was just, I think about some things now and then, and things pop in my mind, and it's like, I think a lot of people that happens to, but it just disappears into the ether. But I am in a position where I can just jot those thoughts down real quick, and a lot of times it's stuff that's obvious and people just don't say it for some reason. So I started putting a list together of things where it's like, can we be honest? And then you say the thing, and then after you say the thing, you go, there, I said it. So
very good.
Then people know it's out there and people aren't sitting on it anymore.
Right, get it off their chest. Well, so we're going to start sprinkling this in between episodes, and so these are going to be short and sweet, and so we'll just dive right into it. So
yeah, just some observational, some might be humorous,
yes.
Some might be controversial, mm-hmm. We'll see.
So one day we can take this on the road and have our own stand-up.
Yes.
Comedian show.
Yeah, that's the
plan.
That was the plan all along.
Yes, our Netflix special.
Yeah.
So we may have to work on a few things before we go there.
Well, that's this. This is the trial run.
Yes, that's
if
right.
If we get enough views.
Yes, yes, we'll see. So why don't you just start with the first one?
Okay, so can we be honest? Irregardless is not a word. See, when I type this, it underlines it in red, okay, with a little red squiggly
line. If you trust that, whoever the they is.
The word is regardless. Neither is unthaw. The word there is freeze, people. There, I said it.
Well, you did get me on that one. And the prefix ear means not or against, I believe. And regardless, yeah, it is kind of a double negative, if you will, I guess. You're saying the same thing twice there. And unthaw, when you said that earlier, I was like, you mean melt?
And then we came to the truth together.
Yes, yes, we did. Thank you for holding my hand through the truth.
See, we're making a difference on this program.
Yes.
All right. So can we be honest? There's a radio personality who does you've seen the advertisements, like, well, you've heard of
I've
the
heard
advertisements,
some advertisements,
right?
On radio.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I haven't seen any on radio,
right.
But I've heard some.
That's harder to do.
Yes.
You have to concentrate a lot. But.
Or other things.
Yeah. So for this specific ad, he talks about, you need to get your fuel from the creator, right? And then he goes on to make this cake reference, and he starts saying, well, you got to have, all the ingredients to the cake are the same. You got your margarine, right? And I'm like, full stop. All right. Why, right after you were saying, we need to get our fuel from the creator, are you using margarine in your cake?
That does seem kind of odd. And it seems an odd thing to talk about how getting cake is good fuel from the Father. He made cake.
Well, cake wasn't supposed to be the good fuel. This is a different analogy.
Oh, gotcha.
But, like, but still, it's...
margarine.
Right.
Yeah.
The Creator would use butter.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like any good...
baker.
Baker. Right. There, I said it.
All bakers use butter.
That could go on a t-shirt. There, you can't steal that idea. It's documented that we came up with
that's
first.
Right.
All right, so can we be honest?
tax resolution services and the tax doctor and all these companies that help people, their services will help you pay all those back taxes, but less than you really owe. It only encourages people to not pay their taxes in the first place, and then they can pay less later. So they're creating this incentive for people to be delinquent on their taxes so they don't have to pay the amount that they actually owe. There, I said it. It's all a scam, you see.
Yep.
I don't think it's meant to be that. but I mean, logically, when you think about the way taxes incentivize people, right? You tax more things you want less of, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
like the sin tax, tobacco tax.
Yes, exactly like that. And I see this encouragement.
Yes, and if Greta gets her way, there'll be more of a gasoline tax and more carbon footprint tax.
Right, more tax than your job can pay for.
Yes, and to save this planet.
Exactly. Which went out the window with all this.
Right. Does this planet really need saving? It's so interesting that they even use that word. Sorry, that's a side reference. But
no,
talking
ahead.
About saving the planet and talking about salvation, and they have no idea what they're really saying.
I think they do know what they're saying. I think the whole thing is a religion.
Yes,
it
is.
I think they know it.
It is. It is. It is the religion.
It's funny how, though, all this, this spreadable disease that's happening, all that kind of goes out the window because you can't use the reusable bags anymore.
Yeah.
You got to go back to the plastic bags that were outlawed. And you're going to have to use real straws. You can't use the paper straws anymore.
Oh, you can't use the paper?
I don't know.
Well, they don't work very good, I can tell you that.
And you got to eat. Someone was saying the other day, someone told me that, you have to eat on paper plates and styrofoam plates is what they're giving us to eat off of.
Mm.
It's like, complete reversal of what was happening.
Well, I saw a good meme, and it had this lady or somebody driving a car, and it was talking about how coronavirus, it was the media driving the car.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how the virus was riding shotgun, and while the car's moving, they kick it out of the front seat, and roll it on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And now riots are riding shotgun.
Yeah.
And they've just driven right past the virus, and now it's the riots going along.
Yeah, the virus will get you when you go outside, unless you want to riot. It's a very intelligent virus.
Yes. Yes.
It knows who to go after.
But wear your mask so that they can try out facial recognition by only reading your eyebrows and eyes.
Ooh, interesting.
It's a thing.
Can Matt be honest?
Yes.
Okay. So, this is a bit of a throwback, but prescient nonetheless.
I'm old school.
Right. So, can we be honest? When accusations against Brett Kavanaugh came out about being part of this underhanded and fallacious events, if you will.
How eloquent.
I'm trying here. It's taking all I got. But all my public school efforts are going into this. So, that he was part of this culture at these high school parties. And now this applies to many other events. This is just an obvious one that people can relate to, I think. Or people know something about. So after he's sworn in and he passes through the gauntlet there, why was there never any attempt to find the other people involved in these alleged gang activities that he was supposedly involved in?
Yeah, everything just disappeared.
They only care about getting the one guy. What about, it was a gang situation, uh-huh. apparently. Uh-huh. Where's, and you hear zip from any of them, zip from even the accusers
yeah.
on that.
Yeah, you'd think somebody would want justice for all.
So, how old school of you, Matt. That's very sweet.
It's blind.
Oh. That's one way to look at it, too. Yes. Probably the more accurate way to look at it. Okay. So, Matt, have you heard of... Let's move on to this next one, okay? Have you heard of, prior to this conversation, this Jewish standard called the Heter?
Have not. Never heard of it.
Okay. What this is a leniency that a rabbi doles out, okay? Apparently at his whim, when he determines the situation calls for it. Okay, so can we be honest? The Jewish standard of the heter, or the leniency by the rabbi, is the same thing as Catholics going to the priest to get a leniency on admission into heaven for some other sin, right? Or some other nonsense about some guy giving you the go-ahead for sin, right? Sure, right. It's sin, but I'll cover you this time. Or I won't say anything this one time, just as long as, you know, we'll square. Well, first of all, who are you to say anything about that, right? About giving me any kind of... Where's the authority for that coming from? And then... You know, basically, what does Scripture say? There, I said it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that you've heard anything about that equal side in the Jewish faith mm-hmm. to the Catholic situation.
No, I haven't. And that whole concept too of of someone sitting in a confessional booth. And especially, I don't mean to pick on the Catholic, but, you know, a friend of mine pointed this out about how deviant it is for these men who, are supposed to be celibate, and then you put them in this booth, and they hear all of these terrible things, and a lot of them have to do with sexual things, and you sit them in this booth, and they hear these confessions all day long, and you wonder why there's some deviant behavior amongst these guys. That's my can you be honest right there.
That was very honest of you, Matt. And this is not the place for that kind of honesty.
Is it not? But I'm sure, I don't know if you've ever thought about that, but it kind of made sense. I was like, yeah, yes, yeah, they probably hear a lot of nasty things.
Probably. Okay. So, Matt, can we be honest? Christianity will indeed say that sin is determined by the adherence to the Torah, the law, when they say that Yeshua was sinless because he kept the law. There I said.
That's good. So how can he be, that's a great question, how is he sinless? Because he kept the law.
Right.
So that's a great question to ask them, to have them, so they should be able to explain that to you, and then how does it apply to you?
Right.
He says to be like him.
Yeah. But there's so many things that are, once you see it, so unexplainable about the other thought process that it just boggles the mind. And it goes back to,
What do you mean hard to go back?
It's hard to go back. It's hard to imagine believing things
mm-hmm.
like, it's a different law now.
Right.
But, yeah, I also believe, it's just so many contradictory things you have mm-hmm. to believe for it to work.
Mm-hmm. But it is interesting when I talk to people who are still in that mindset and they try to convince me I'm keeping the law. And I usually have to stop and go, look. I know all the answers. I know what you say. I was there. I said the same thing. I would quote the same scriptures. I can do the same thing. You don't have to tell me.
Right. And then the hard part about that, though, for me, is I feel like that makes me come across as arrogant.
Yeah,
it's
maybe.
Like, it's like, maybe. Oh, I already know all your arguments, mm-hmm. right? oh, well, who are you? Mm-hmm. It's like, I was you. That's who I am. Mm-hmm. I was you. That's why I had the same questions.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't, it's not an arrogant thing. It's a, I was literally asking the same questions. It's mm-hmm. literally the same discussion every single time.
Yeah.
So, those were, that's what I had for us this time on Can We Be Honest? And I see, so this time Matt threw in a couple Can We Be Honest?
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. We appreciate his contributions as well, and that's all I had today. Anything else, Matt?
No. Final thoughts? I'm good. Thank you. That was good. Thank you for sharing.
And if you have any of your own Can We Be Honest type observations, put them in the comments, let us know somehow, and if we deem it worthy, then your voice will shine through the interwebs as our voice, and perhaps we'll include it.
Yes, awesome. Well, as always, we appreciate you taking time to stop by and listen, and as always, we thank you for listening to Shabbat Lounge, and ask you to leave a comment, like, share, subscribe, and we will see you later. Thank you.
Bye.